This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Myanmar's dueling governments each now claim to represent the country at the United Nations, making it likely that member states will have to step in and decide whose ambassador to recognize. UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric told reporters that the United Nations has received two letters, one from each government, and said they are currently under review. He said the UN received a letter Monday from the ambassador representing the civilian government, Kyaw Moe Tun, confirming that he is still Myanmar's ambassador. But he said a second letter arrived on Tuesday, informing the UN Secretary General that Myanmar's deputy ambassador to the United Nations mission has been appointed as Myanmar's temporary representative. At a meeting Friday of the General Assembly, Ambassador Kyaw Moe Tun made an emotional appeal to the international community, urging nations to reject the February 1st military coup and to use, in his words, any means necessary to protect the people of Myanmar. State television announced the next day that he had been fired. Dujarric said the situation is unique. He added, quote, "We are trying to sort through all the legal protocol and other implications." The United States placed sanctions Tuesday on two members of the Iran-backed Houthi militant group in Yemen. The sanctions were placed on Mansour al-Sadi and Ahmad Ali Hassan al-Hamzi. The U.S. Treasury, which is in charge of sanctions, said the two are responsible for orchestrating attacks by Houthi forces impacting Yemeni civilians, bordering nations, and commercial vessels in international waters. You're listening to VOA News.